Hello and welcome to the New Year's edition of Campus Connection for 2016. I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargesander. Burns, how was your holiday?
Just great, Kelly. Thanks very much for asking. I hope yours was.
It was indeed. And of course, now we are into 2016, a new year and a new semester at OSU.
Yeah, and you, all you got to do is look out my window to see it's a new semester. I mean, it is packed out there. Everybody's kind of bundled up, but all the students are back, and it's very exciting. We have lots going on. This will be a very busy spring. Of course, we're making good progress on our three major building projects that are underway. The Spirit School of Business, which is going to go up, is right just to the north of the old business building. And then the new Human Sciences building, which is directly north of the existing Human Sciences building. And then, of course, the Atherton Hotel, which we hope will be open here in a month or so.
And besides the building project, some additional good news for the university over the break.
Yeah, I always tell people, because I think it's true, that we're one of the best values in higher education, that you get the most education for the money here. But it's always nice to have that reconfirmed by objective outsiders. We actually rank 29th out of 515 public universities for the value in college experience. So that was a great endorsement, because the ranking really takes into account the strength of academic programs and professors, campus amenities, as well as the students' actual reviews. And then once again, we made the Kiplinger list of the 100 best values in public colleges. So all that is simply confirms what I believe, and I think most of our families feel the same way. Another piece of great news was Gene and David Batchelder, who are both graduates of Oklahoma State. Gene was a senior executive with ConocoPhillips. He's now retired. David Batchelder has a major private equity firm in California. But together they made a $1 million gift to expand the OSU Alumni Association's reach and programming, and the Alumni Association wants to name the Bachelor Family Traditions Hall in the beautiful ConocoPhillips Alumni Center. So we're very proud that Gene's son and David's nephew, Chris, is president of and CEO of the Alumni Association. So they're in good hands and now have more funds to do good work.
And Burns, the new year is also ringing in some challenges for OSU. Oh,
that's an understatement, Kelly, due to the state revenue shortfalls, budget the rest of this year, academic or fiscal year, and next fiscal year are going to be a real challenge. We don't know the final number for next fiscal year yet, but the estimates are it could be $1 billion. So the state's going to have to come up with ways to cut the budget, and we've been planning on this now for a year. And I think thanks to our energy savings programs and a lot of our software development and our going self-insured has helped us withstand these challenges, I think, more than most. But nonetheless, it's going to be tough, and we're not going to be able to expand our programs and faculty and the like near as much as we had hoped. But our successful branding success campaign has also had a lot to do with our ability to function and not to cut into the muscle of our academic programs. We're going to work with state leaders through the budget process. I know they're doing all they can do, and we're certainly going to do our part.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.